Morning, Erica.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I don't often get to talk to you on the radio. I often just see you in the Sydney Weekender office.
Yeah, that's right. I'm usually stealing their chocolates or Coke.
So. Yeah, that's good, that fridge, isn't it? Now, listen, we're talking today. You've done something a little bit different lately. And when I heard about this last year, I was so impressed that you starred in a musical.
Yes, that's right. I did Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
How did that happen?
A friend of mine, Gary Pinto, who used to be in that 80s pop group CDB, I'm not sure if you remember them. Gary's now vocal coach for X Factor. And I've often, you know, we're really good mates. He was on my bridal party. And, you know, I sing, everywhere I go, I sing. And, just, you know, bad or good, I love singing. And,
that's awesome.
You know, particularly One Direction, Rick Astley. And stuff. And Gary said, "Yeah, well, I think you'd be good for this role in Joseph, which is the role of Pharaoh."
Yeah, I know the role. I know that show so well. You would be awesome at that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. I mean, singing in front of a live audience was firstly, the audition was a bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Then we got the opportunity to sing on the morning show, the Channel 7 morning show, as well, live.
Yeah, I caught that, actually. You were great.
Which is funny. So it was a Pharaoh role with an Elvis twist, which is the way Andrew Lloyd Webber has done that. So you sing it, but it's Elvis twist with a twist and all that, which is great because I actually have the same... I'm a big Elvis fan.
Awesome.
And, actually born on the same day as Elvis.
Oh, it's meant to be.
Being the Pharaoh, my mum was actually born in Egypt, so I thought, you know what, this could be a good fit. So,
way too many connections. How does being on a stage, acting and singing, compare to being on a football field with forwards and backs?
Well, the adrenaline is I can only liken the nerves and the adrenaline, and the preparation was, you know, like we really, really worked hard, and so that kind of it, I can relate to and draw on from my experiences with footy. But I was definitely out of my comfort zone. So at least when you run out on the football field, you have some idea what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is very different. Nevertheless, though, it was one of the best experiences I've had.
That's awesome. And, of course, the reason we're reliving this today is because the same group that you did Joseph with have a brand-new musical coming out. Now, sadly, you're not featured in this one, but heard some good things. Fiddler on the Roof, artist Christy. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, look, I remember watching it when I was younger, and it's a really a beautiful love story, you know, with marriage and family and tradition. It's set in Russia prior to World War One.
Yep.
It's really just an uplifting show, which is good entertainment for the family. It's really family friendly, and so very similar in the vein of Joseph. We had a lot of families come and watch, and you know we had a really good run. I mean, I think where we had it, I think there was it could hold 800.
Yeah,
and we packed it out every night. So this runs from August the 3rd to the 11th at the Seymour Centre, which is the same venue just off Broadway there.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, with two kids of my own, I love watching their faces light up at a live performance. You know, you can take them to a movie or you watch them watch a movie at home. It's just not the same look on their faces when they see something unfolding live before them. It's magic. Now, also, these guys are not just putting on a great musical, but raising money as well.
That's right. Look, Artist Christie is the group, and they're a really great community theatre company. They're really committed to providing like quality family entertainment, and so yes, they not only that, but they want to raise some money like we did last year for the Queensland floods.
Yep,
we raised a fair bit of money actually.
Yeah.
They want to raise some money for charity. This one is Beyond the Square, which is a Parramatta Riverside theatre company that helps programs for disabled people.
Yeah, wow.
As well as assisted pilgrims, which is a charity which journeys with young people as well who have intellectual, physical disabilities. They provide really good community encouragement, taking them on outings and so forth.
Yeah,
it's just a great way to be entertained, see a great production, and also give back to the community. And Artist Christie, they've really captured the heart, I think, of Christ and what He does, wants to do in entertainment, make it really family friendly, and also with another motive, which is to give back to the community.
Well, it's kind of a win-win for everybody, isn't it? A great night out, a great cause to support, and getting your family out for an outing all together. I love it.
Yeah, no, we really appreciate you guys supporting it. I understand, I think you guys are going to be giving away some...
We are competition time not far away, and so each time we do it, the phone goes nuts, so people are really responding. Jace, thanks so much for your time, and maybe some of our lucky winners are going to actually run into you down there at the show.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely be there at some stage, and please come and say hello.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Erica.